What about the patient who develops disease progression on osimertinib? Is there a role for repeat mutation testing, for example, plasma assay? Other than a clinical trial, is there any, you know, sort of logic in looking for other mutations?
It's a great question, and it's a dynamic space. We have new data coming out soon to try to fill that gap. What we see is that you can develop new EGFR mutations like C797S. Those new EGFR mutations might be able to be treated with our prior EGFR inhibitors like gefitinib, erlotinib, afatinib. And so there may be still a role for sequential EGFR therapy in patients who are starting with osimertinib and then switching to the older EGFR inhibitors. That still needs to be proven. But beyond C797S, this new EGFR mutation, we can see acquired MET amplification. There are MET inhibitors on trial and off trial that can overcome MET resistance by adding them to an EGFR inhibitor. And I have rarely seen BRAF mutations, RET rearrangements. I've seen an acquired ALK rearrangement, acquired KRAS mutations. The better we inhibit EGFR, the more complex variety of resistance mechanisms we are starting to see in our EGFR mutant lung cancer. And so I think we need to develop treatment strategies that personalize resistance therapy by adding to that EGFR inhibitor other drugs which can control complex varieties of resistance.
For a creative oncologist or for a patient running out of options, is there a role right now for any of these strategies outside a protocol setting, a MET inhibitor, crizotinib, repeat erlotinib, any of these options that be considered?
Yeah. I mean, you need to be careful when you just stick drugs together, but I have patients on osimertinib plus crizotinib who weren't eligible for trials, and such cases have been reported. And I have a patient who've been on osimertinib plus crizotinib for MET-mediated resistance for a couple of years. Now, insurance sometimes gives him pushback, but it can be definitely an effective strategy and one that requires us to develop trials to address that need.
So you think, or you would keep the osimertinib going and then add in the other agent?
Yes, we still have the driver mutation. You haven't lost the EGFR. It's still EGFR addicted. But in all the preclinical data we see, you need to then add inhibition of the second pathway and see if you can then turn that into a response.
So that also leads into the issue of the patients, because there are many patients out there who are on erlotinib or afatinib or other agents. Any logic in switching them to osimertinib? For example, the patient is having a difficult time with toxicity, or even any other reason to just switch hoping for a better outcome?
Yeah, I have switched based on toxicity. It's not that uncommon for patients to have continued cutaneous toxicity on erlotinib, even when you've dose reduced down to 100 or 50 milligrams. And so some of those patients, I've switched over to osimertinib. And normally that goes smoothly. If a patient's doing well on erlotinib or afatinib without toxicity, I don't switch them. Because I have had a patient where I switched them to osimertinib, and actually, for whatever reason, they tolerated osimertinib even worse, and I switched them back. Patients don't like switching treatments spontaneously, right? They like sticking with drugs that are working. And so if they're tolerating it, and if they have a sustained response, I would not switch them over spontaneously unless there is obvious toxicity and you have to have a conversation about that.